finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Goodness,
the one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these 5 quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
That's how much I snipe this for an auction.
Number 5, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on card autos are money.
Biggest day of the football offseason outside of the draft is schedule release. There are some games coming out leaking by the time of this live stream. But Andy, we want to start talking some veteran cards because, you know, the buzz of the draft is kind of worn off. We're getting into highlight training camp season. And I think now is a good time to take a look at your veteran collection.
Yeah, you know, playoff performances, rookie of the year awards, NFL MVP, you know, highlights, all these performance-driven events do drive a lot of price fluctuations in cards. But what about nostalgia? What about, you know, Hall of Fame status? What about the, you know, after post-career? Like, now at this point, Tom Brady can't really there, it's going to be really hard for him to diminish his market value in the card market. I mean, if we look, and even like Patrick Mahomes, he's still an active player, but now he's an established veteran on a similar track as Tom Brady, and his card prices have actually gone up in the past 30 days. And that's after the draft, in which, you know, a lot of people are kind of down on the Chiefs right now, but a lot of people in the hobby are buying into Mahomes. And his prices are creeping back up, Carter.
Which is nuts to me, because if there was a year to actually bet against the Chiefs, it would be this next season, knowing the AFC West will probably be the best division in football. You can argue NFC North, but man, you are right. These Mahomes autos are moving. And even in the non-auto PSA 10 market, we've seen some movement there as well, Andy.
Yeah, I think it's important to go and look. Let's look at his Prism Silver PSA 10. It's the most sold card in the past 30 days in terms of trending up. It's right now, it's got an 11% increase over the past 30 days. We get some really consistent data on this card. Population of 971. You see, we've had 10 sales in the past 30 days. It's also hard to get a 10 on this card. There's only 16% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. And if we go and like zoom out here and look at the one-year trend, I think this is what's so important. We're here on slabhawk.com. May 21st of last year, this card selling in a buy now for $4,250. And you can see it stayed really consistent, and it got up to about $5,000 in October. And then as they dropped off a cliff here after the playoffs and the Super Bowl, $5,800 was the peak. And then they fell really far back down to a low of $3,999 March 18th. And then now, May 11th, we're back up to where his market stays at for this card, $4,400.
Let's take a look at the rated rookie PSA 10, if we can, because I honestly, Andy, I'm a little shocked that the pop count, and I've always been, even with the grade rate of 16%, pop count 971. So it's not the rarest card, but I do think of the Prism era, it is the most iconic card. So I do think people are always going to want a copy of this card. My question for you, for him to be on this glorified status, what does he need to do? Do you think he needs to win another Super Bowl or just stay on top of the NFL?
Yeah, I think just stay on top of the NFL. Honestly, if you zoom out even further, I mean, like, look, go back to February 2024. That card, $4,300, I mean, it's just that card really has stayed around that price except for that 1 year in 2021 where it spiked up to $12,000. So I'm looking at this last playoff run where it got up to like $6,000 as a really good sign, because right, we saw the previous year in the playoffs, this card only got up to $4,500. So it's like, wow, that's a really good sign for an established veteran like Patrick Mahomes. So I think if he gets stays on top of the NFL, let's say he gets off to a 3-0 start this year, I think that would be enough to see this card specifically kind of just nudge up to that $5,000 range. But even so, I think it's going to have to be really tragic. It's going to take, you know, probably multiple years of really poor performance and injuries or something crazy like that for his card values to go under like $3,500 to $3,900 here. I mean, it's really strong around that area. And I'll pull up that that optic. You want the optic hollow PSA?
Yes. And I'm more curious. The pop count, it's about the same, 794.
Yeah.
But
much higher grader.
If I had one of these sitting around, I would send that bad boy in. I would.
Absolutely. I mean, even if you get an 8. At this point, you're getting that card authenticated. And so a lot of times we see the 8s going for a little bit more than the raw in his case. Now, for guys, more modern guys, like, you know, if you had a Caleb Williams, for example, it doesn't make sense to get a PSA 8, right? You might as well have that card raw because it's nobody's out there counterfeiting that card yet, you know?
Let's say hi to some of our viewers. And then before we get to our next player, we say hi to Matthew, Clickbaits, Adam. Ryan says, love, love, love the show. First time catching it live. Jordan says, the Chiefs will chief and shock us. Pick six cards. The Derek Stingley expert. Good to see you. And we get to Dave with a super chat. We really appreciate that, Dave. You get to pick the next topic, Dave. Any player, any team that you want to talk about, we will go straight to your comment. Andy, for your next veteran player, obviously, you know, I'm always interested in the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson debate, but where do you want to go next?
Well, I'd like to look at Tom Brady and just kind of compare him or Aaron Rodgers, because you have a more you have a bigger chance, a bigger event upcoming for Aaron Rodgers, because if he does sign with the Steelers this offseason, then that is going to create an immediate spike in his values. We've already seen his cards, like, he's not on the trending up, but if you look at the total sales in the past 30 days, just look at, like, most sold cards, Aaron Rodgers is there in the top six with his Topps base card from 2005 here, PSA 10, 34% grade rate from raw to PSA 10, population of 3,876, had 14 sales in the past 30 days, and including a buy it now a Monday of this week for 150. And if you look at that compared to the other auctions, that's a direction up. That's going up. So once again, we zoom out here to the 2 year window. Yeah, since he's kind of fallen off last year with the Jets, and even before that when he got injured in 2023, you can see how much that card has come down from like 350 September 9th, 2023, to then it fell off a cliff after the injury. And then after last year, now it's looking more and more like he's going to retire. So that card has come all the way down here to 150. But if he signs with the Steelers, I mean, we got to expect that card's going to go up to 350. So I'm looking at this card as a really undervalued card right now with the upcoming event, like a big chance of making some good money on this card.
Big Dave, congratulations. His super chat, he wants to let everyone know that his Bo Nix rocket ship card was hit. Congratulations. So, Andy, I think the rocket ship insert is just the rated rookie with the little rocket ships around it. I love that card. I know some people feel like it's kind of hokey dokey, if you will, because you know it's not like an actual rocket ship. It's just a bunch of rocket ship emojis around it. So there's a Will Levis for you right there. I like that insert. I do. I'm interested in getting a few veteran players with that insert.
Yeah, it's neat, you know, the rocket ship emojis. They do, I mean, like, look, people are buying the fourth year Jordan Love rocket ship emoji for $20 on 15 bids. There's a veteran card for you, so you can see, like, this is definitely a popular card. I think all the emoji cards stay viable. I'm not sure it's a true case hit though. I mean, they advertise it as like a short print card. So I think the print runs probably somewhere in the 150 type range from doing research. Well, there's your Malik Nabers for $100 and a buy it now. So you mean it's a popular card that people like, you know, current culture, rocket ship emojis, flame emojis. That's another big one. I like the one that Score came out with that had the little alien emojis all around it. They advertised that as a true case hit. I thought that was really cool because a lot of these guys play like they're aliens. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. I like a good dad joke mixed in there. A very happy birthday to Clickbaits, as Clickbaits, a GOAT member of the channel. And Andy wants to talk about the GOAT, Tom Brady, and his veteran card market at the time being.
Yeah, it's so, like, when you compare what Tom Brady sells for in his rookie auto market compared to Mahomes, even, who's so actively playing and has these future playoff performance markers upcoming. I mean, Tom Brady, and there's also like an added scarcity element to this. Tom Brady doesn't have nearly as many autos as Patrick Mahomes, but I mean, look at the famed rookie ticket auto here, BGS 9, auto 10. This sold yesterday in a buy now for $37,500, Carter. Like, you know, and then you have an event signed one. Like, this is a card that somebody could have had in their collection, had it signed at an event, graded auto 9. Didn't get the auto 10, but still sold for $8,000 yesterday in an auction. I mean, look, PSA 7.5, auto 8, $17,000 for that Tom Brady. Probe Scene auction ended May 11th. That was Sunday. So
yeah, let me ask you this, and I want the chat to respond. All right, Andy, let's say you sell a card for $17,000. Okay, are you shipping that card, or are you trying to meet and hand that card? Is $17,000 enough for Andy to get the plane ticket to go, because it's like the inverse, right? If you're super rich, you just ship the card, right? Because you can afford it. I would not ship. Like if someone said, hey, I want your whole collection for $17K, I'm driving to you. I'm driving. You could be in California. That's how much $17,000 would change. So, but with that sale, let's say you were the seller of that card. Are you shipping?
Yeah, that's a good point. I like the idea of meeting up in a crowded place where there's a lot of witnesses and you can make a clean exchange. I think that's a good idea, especially if this is, you know, your grail card, your baby, and you finally decided to part ways. And then you could definitely, like, you have to work out some type of meeting and arrangement like that with, you know, probably either a cashier's check or bank wire. Like, probably better, best idea is to meet up at a bank. Like, do this transaction at a bank.
My buddy sold a $10,000 cash Joe Burrow card, met at the bank.
There you go.
There's cameras all around. There's not going to be any funny business. I always remind people of that, though, because a lot of our viewers are ripping wax right now, including Dave, who did get a PSA 10 on that Bo Nix case hit. I would just ship that card if I sold it. But let's just say you are the person that hit the Jaden Daniels Black Finite 1/1. You fly to the person, card in hand, and make sure you hand it to him. Do not trust the mail. Do not freaking trust the mail. I have someone in my family who does a bunch of high-end sales, and mail gets lost. I'm just telling you, mail gets freaking lost.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
And now, Andy, these post carriers, they kind of know what a sports card package looks like. And a lot of times if you're shipping a package to someone who's a name in there says, Jake's Sports Cards. Well, I know I can rip that package, and especially if it's a one touch silver prism. I mean, it's so hard to track that down. So, there you go. But Andy, did you have anything else on Tom Brady that you wanted to get to?
Yeah. In the insurance process, claim, like even if you get the appropriate amount of insurance, that's a pain. That process is a pain because they don't want to pay out. So they're going to fight you and it's a process. And it's like, I think something high end like this best to meet up. I did want to look at Tom Brady, you know, as we talk about diversifying our portfolio and having exposure to these veterans, and if 2025 is a great year, you know, so we already looked at Mahomes, we looked at Rodgers, but let's look at Brady. You know, his iconic card is that Bowman Chrome. I mean, if right now over the past 30 days, no change in that card, is holding strong at 8,500 on his PSA 10. Let's back out the 6 months. It's actually gone up slightly, 9% increase. And if you look at the base Bowman, non-chrome, that's actually gone up 14%. So this is, you know, his most iconic card, population of 472, 6% grade rate. So you see here, there's a huge difference between a 9 and a 10. It's a big deal, right, to have a 10, because the 9 is an average of 1,400. The 10 is an average of $7,000. But look at like the buy it now and auction difference on this card recently, Carter. April 10th, buy it now for $9,000. April 27th auction for $7,000. So obviously I like the buy now on that better, but look at the recent increase. May 6th of 2024, last summer, this card went in auction, several sales. You had all throughout the beginning of May and then July, you had around these $4,000 price points, 48, 46, 49, 5,000, 4,800. And now we've got a $9,000 one. We've got a $7,000 auction, $7,500 buy it now. So the Tom Brady market for this card, and I would say it's kind of a good reflection of his market as a whole, has gone up.
Anecdotally, Andy, I think in an episode last year, I remember us talking about veteran cards having a little spike during this portion of the offseason. Mm-hmm. Am I remembering that correctly? Or
yes, and that's what I see. So I actually looked into Brett Favre. I looked into Drew Brees. And you're actually seeing quite a bit of Hall of Famer veteran cards moving right now. I think that's because people have more time to reflect, like really assess their collection. And the nostalgia factor is huge. And so I think right now people are watching more of the, you know, the 30 for 30 films on these guys and more of the old time highlights. And like a lot of us, you know, if I look at my YouTube analytics and demographics, it's like the 30 to 50 year old range. And so a lot of us do have a lot of nostalgia for these guys that are Hall of Famers that played when we were growing up. So it's really cool to see. But yeah, this is a great time of year for these Hall of Fame veteran guys.
Yeah, and I don't have any big Bradys. I do have a few big Brees. I'm thinking about listing some of them. I've noticed this. I look at Drew Brees cards all the time. So as you can tell, him and Peyton are my guys. Let's go to Dave, who super chats again. He says, guys, when's the best time to start selling? I've been collecting. Well, Dave, with your Bo Nix rocket chip PSA 10, I'd hold on to that. And list that bad boy right before the season begins.
Yeah.
Especially PSA 10. That's what I would do with that card. And with that, you know, since there's going to be such a high demand of Bo Nix cards, what I would do is I would list it pretty highly right now as a buy now. And then I know Andy and I differ on this. If it doesn't sell, 99 cent that bad boy a week but before the season, if you absolutely need to move, and that card will indeed move. Bo Nix is definitely one of the more liquid players. Now, once again, it's a player by player basis. And on top of that, Dave, it's important for you to ask yourself, do you need the money or what are your goals? And this is what's key. We do offer one-on-one consultations. You join the Patreon. We could talk to you about it. Patreon.com/footballcards. But yeah, Andy, that's what I would do with that card. But overall, I think you agree that it is very case by case depending on the card.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like we just talked about veteran Hall of Fame guys right now, good time to potentially sell. Bo Nix rocket ship emoji, Labor Day weekend, you know, first weekend in September. Boom, that's the time. Yeah, you can go ahead and list that and buy it now. Like I would list it a good 20 to 30% higher than what they're currently selling for. And if it doesn't sell, then delete that listing and then roll it into an auction like you talked about, closing, you know, that first weekend when I think it's Labor Day weekend is when college football starts up. And it's like the anticipation for the NFL season is at its peak right then. So yeah, that's a great time, just generally speaking, to sell a second year player cards from Optic right now. So that's a big set right now, Carter.
Let's go to Jonathan in England, who's going to the Fanatics show over the pond or the shop, if you will. He says, are autos better to grade or are low number cards better to grade?
Well, certainly on a Hall of Famer, I want to get every card graded. Like Tom Brady, I get this question a lot. That was going to be my hobby tip. If you have a Tom Brady card, get it graded, even if it comes back a PSA 8 or 7, you have it authenticated. I think it is important if you have an event signed autograph card to definitely get that authenticated. Yes. You want that so you can show proof that this is the authentic autograph and it's the grade is not so important. But if it's a manufacturer guaranteed auto, like from Panini or Leaf or something, it's actually, and it's an ultra modern card, you actually only want to grade if it's going to get a 10. So if it's not going to get a 10, then I wouldn't bother grading it. And some of these sticker sets like National Treasures or limited or certified, they have these Spectra, they have these thick cards on chrome stock that can easily damage the corners of the edges. And if you do have that, I wouldn't grade it, Carter. I would not. Now, the low numbered cards, I'd be more apt to grade just because I have it protected. And maybe you have that from a little bit set that's a set that's easier, you know, to get a PSA 10 on.
Lots of questions flying in. Let's go to Peyton. Your thoughts on selling on Whatnot. For those that don't know what Whatnot is, it's an app where you basically auction off your cards. India, have you ever sold on Whatnot?
I have not, but I've several guys have reached out to me in the community that have sold on Whatnot, that have also bought on Whatnot, and they wanted me to get on Whatnot because you can sell a lot of cards on there. You can go through a lot of auctions in a stream and move a decent amount of your collection. And if you build up a following, then you could actually, you know, move a decent amount of volume and get a decent amount of bids on your auctions. But if you don't have a following on there, I think it's going to be tough, and you may significantly undersell compared to eBay. In which case, you'd be better off being on the buying end, Carter, and finding some of these newer Whatnot streamers that are trying to do that and then sniping their cards, you know?
Yeah, so I've become relatively good friends with Mojo, who's a big Whatnot guy. And we hung out at the Super Bowl, National, all that stuff. And I'm not saying like we're tight or anything like that. And Whatnot has made him a fortune, basically. And it's a little bit different because, you know, he's a big influencer, so they sponsor him. But just on the cards alone, so some of the auctions I see him do is just like ridiculous. But I would also say, and I think a lot of you that keep up with hobby stuff on Twitter, like I do, there are shady people. All right. There are shady stuff that happens. That does make up a small amount of people. But man, Andy, I would just be very cautious who you're dealing with on there. I've seen how easy it is to reseal packs now. Stuff is very easy, a lot easier than you think to pull off. Because think about it, I can go to my local Walmart, rip everything, then reseal the packs with just a bunch of duds in there. People are smart enough to figure that out. So just keep that in mind. But I've never bought or sold anything on Whatnot. Let's go to Clickbait's birthday, boy. Here's one for you. Your PC guy gets traded. Do you still collect PC him or no?
Yeah, this is a tough one, man. Because I think, like, for example, if Mike Evans were to be traded to a different team, I would not like just abandon ship and jump ship, but at the same time, I wouldn't be pursuing his cards anymore. So I would still probably keep one of his cards in my collection, but I'd probably sell the rest and I probably wouldn't PC him anymore. I mean, I still like him as a player, but like a lot of the reason why I like him so much is because he plays for my team.
I do think it's a little bit different though, because he's given you a full Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
And at this juncture, it would be the Buccaneers moving off of him, if anything. But let's say a guy like George Pickens, who was a very good receiver with the Steelers, but he's not a legacy receiver with the Steelers. He goes to the Cowboys, who the Steelers vehemently hate. Now, he was traded, but still, I don't see how a Steelers fan continues to PC George Pickens. I just don't see that happening. That's a little bit different for me, Andy, because most of the guys I PC are LSU guys. So it does not affect me where they go. I'm still going to collect them, right? So it's a little bit easier if you're a college fan, you're PCing your college players. But yeah, it obviously is case by case. It is important to note, though, that the rookie card, even if it is a team's rival, will still hold precedent over most. Now, Andy, there is a market like for Tom Brady, first year Buccaneer Tom Brady jersey. I mean, there still is some of that, but it does make it a little weird to still want to collect the rookie cards of the players in the different uniform.
Yeah, I think once again, it drives nostalgia. Nostalgia drives a lot of these decisions. And it definitely changes case by case. Like, if they had Liam Cohen card, I'm not buying it. Like, if I had any Liam Cohen cards, I'd basically give them away to the kids at this point at the next show. But if he were a player, something like that. So, you know, like, and Mike's never going to do that. Like, Mike's a big guy involved in the community and stuff. So, yeah, I probably was a little harsh in my initial assessment, but it would be different for, like, for example, like when Rashad White, you know, for example, is not, I don't have as much invested in the younger guys that haven't put as much time in with my team than the older guys, like you're saying, Mike, who's already put in 10 plus years in a Hall of Fame career with my team. So there is a difference there.
Andy, hobby tip of the week. Let's hear it.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of buzz right now on Instagram. I see it primarily on Instagram for Optic Mega Boxes. And the thing is, like, I just want to remind people, I think a lot of people see, like, I saw a post where a guy pulled a downtown of a $1 Dollar Tree pack, Optic pack. And then the sports card investor guy, whoever made the post, was like, "I'm running to Dollar Tree. I'm dropping $100." And like that card was probably incredibly rare. Like, they don't give us the exact pack odds, but it was probably like, you know, one out of 2,500 packs or something crazy like that. You know, and then the guy, the people that pulled seven one of ones out of a first off the line clearly Donruss box. Did you see that?
I saw
absolutely
that.
Absolutely insane. But that, again, is an absolute anomaly. But that's what they highlight, because that's what gets views and clicks on social media. They highlight the anomalies. That's not the norm. You know, the norm for you or I, we've ripped plenty of boxes on here. That's not the norm. So
you're getting straight breaks.
It's almost like, in a sense, it's advertising, free advertising for Panini, for people to go out and drop a bunch of money on sealed wax. When, sure, I do think that sealed wax, especially from 2024, is a good investment because of all the successful quarterbacks and skill.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Position players out of last year's class. But to rip it and think you're going to get all those cards out of it, I mean, that's just not going to happen in most cases.
Yeah, my hobby, and I totally agree with everything you said. I saw someone pull 62 autos out of a box, not like a box, but like a case, basically, which is ridiculous. My hobby tip is actually going to coincide with my play of the week. There are quite a few people out there who made bank with Cam Ward autos. You know, before last season, he was a day three pick in a somewhat ambiguous NFL draft class. Okay. We're going into this next year. And Andy, what's funny is, you know, there's a huge arrow pointing in the Arch Manning direction. I do not think he's going to come out after this next year unless he just absolutely positively lights the world on fire this next year. So now is a good time for you to do your own quarterback prospecting, to do your own auto searches. And really get down into the weeds. Now, do you need to be Brian Baldinger or Zach Taylor or someone like that to be able to evaluate a college prospect? No. But I guarantee you there weren't many people saying Jackson Dart would be a first-round quarterback going into last year. And we go back to our friend Derek, who made a lot of money, you know, buying Jackson Dart cards on the cheap before they ever even play a down of NFL football. So do your own digging. There are some of my guys that I like already collect Garrett Nussmeier, so that doesn't really count. He could just be a total flame out, and I still like the cards. But there are plenty of cheap, interesting QB prospects going into this next year's draft. So do some digging, and you'll be, you know, hopefully rolling in the dough next year.
Yeah. All right, Carter. Speaking of QB prospects,
let's go.
I've got my play of the week this year ready
to
go.
Let's go ahead and do it. Let's rip it.
It's an undervalued card in general. Got to shout out my guy Ryan out there. A lot of times out in the chat, but he's been buying cards out of the set, and I love them. You're going to love them, Carter, because this set is initially came out from one of your favorite players, the Honey Badger, from 2013 here. This is the 2024 Prism Deca. Look at the price of Tyson Badgett. I think in terms of backup quarterbacks, Tyson Badgett, very interesting. It's going into just his second year here. And when he got a start last year, in 2023, overall 65% completion percentage. He had a couple hero games there, and he's currently on the trade block for the Bears because of those performances. And so he's a really interesting guy, in my opinion, with the autos being extremely cheap. I mean, if you go back, like, he actually had a 72% completion percentage and a 71 against Minnesota. So I think he's an interesting backup quarterback play with Prism Deca autos as low as $10 and a buy it now. That's extremely cheap for a quarterback. Really cool card from a premium set. Still a lot of FOMO in these.
I would love to do an episode just on Deca. I really, really, really would, because you're really going to like these kinds of cards if you are a football card nerd, which we are. Okay, because it's a lot of these rookie cards in the same design of a Prism set over 10 years ago. So you're getting a nostalgia factor mixed in with the fun of football cards, but the nostalgia aspect of it is the card design, not necessarily the player. I like Deca a lot, and it kind of goes in to Jordan's question. What's the better play, storing Seal, 2024 Prism or 2024 Optic? I would go with Prism. I would definitely go with Prism.
Yeah, I would still go with Prism, but it for me would come down to which one I get the better price on. Like, if I could find 2024 Optic at Target, like I went to Target today and they had 2024 Optic Megas, I'd buy them and stash them. Now, I wouldn't buy them and stash them, but if I was an investor, that's what I would do. You know, like I'd buy them now, yes, but I would probably rip them or give one away and rip them on stream. Just because it's more exciting, more fun than stashing them in my closet for another year or two and let them appreciate in value. But that is the smart play.
Yeah. Right now, Andy, let me ask you this, and this wasn't part of our pre-show prep. What are you doing right now? Because I don't think we should make this a segment. What are you doing right now with your football cards? Like, what's Andy doing with this collection right now? Are you doing any auctions or is it just all BINs?
It's all BINs of what I got. I haven't been super active in listing cards. I've got a bunch to list. And right now it's more of organizing and getting prepared to list once we get past July. In the beginning of August, I'll start listing. I'll start taking at least 30 minutes to an hour a day and listing like crazy. and getting a bunch of fresh listings up on eBay with a bunch of fresh data points in there for the eBay algorithm. And that's my strategy. I'll still sell on a buy it now, but just those fresh listings at that time period is going to give them a significant boost in the eBay algorithm. And that's going to be the best time to sell, August, beginning of September. So that's the strategy.
Yeah. And, you know, this kind of goes back to Dave's question. I am going to be moving a lot of my football card collection when July, August comes around. And Andy and I have been discussing this privately. And my NBA collection of old Skybox autos and so on, I 99 cent at those bad boys. And Andy, I know, gets on me all the time for 99 cent. And I just don't have the patience. If I want a card to be sold, I am listing that bad boy. Okay. Now, there is a pro and con of that, right? We showed you a $1,000 objective difference with the Mahomes auto situation. Understand, if you do a 99 cent auction on a card, make sure the card is somewhat desirable. Okay. Just make freaking sure you are listing it at night. All right. All of my auctions, Andy, end at 7 p.m. Central at night. Sometimes I'll list them at 7:30. I'll diversify it some of the time, but I'm ready to consolidate and then move into hopefully something bigger. That's my goal.
So we didn't talk about this. I covered the news, the big news out of this past weekend, Monday, but how are you feeling as a Saints fan, Saints collector, now that Derek Carr has retired?
I think that Spencer Rattler buy right here, Silver Auto, is a very, very spicy.
It's nasty, right?
I do think it will be the Tyler Shuck show. I do think week one, it'll be the Tyler Shuck show. Okay. That's what I would do. But more than likely, it is going to be Spencer Rattler starting week one. And just off the announcement of that, I would think this card right here goes for $50. Right. You could take that card that you just bought, or whoever this was, list it, you'll get 50 for it. But as far as Derek Carr is concerned, Andy, good riddance. Good freaking riddance. It was never a fit. The guy has no flavor at all. And I'm so glad he's out the door. I'm so freaking glad he's out the door. Never really embraced the city. Sure, good guy. I mean, come on. And yeah, he's a good guy. I hear it all the time. Yeah, he was a good guy that put the Saints in a really bad situation. So don't let the door hit you, Derek Carr. I'm glad you retired and did every one of us a favor.
So, yeah, Spencer Rattler has gone up a little bit, but I think you're right. I think a lot of people are torn between the rookie, Tyler Shuck, because, I mean, they spent a second-round pick on him. So there's a lot of people, I think, that are in the Tyler Shuck camp. The problem with me is it's all college uniform stuff. And so I'm going to scroll down here to the solds, see what we got going on with Tyler Shuck right now. Yeah, because, I mean, it's all college uniform stuff right now, which is fine, because if that's all that's in his market, then they're great cards to flip. Whereas you could buy a Spencer Rattler, though, right now, like one of these Deccas, $20, and this card's going to be great this year, next year, the year after, because a premium pro uniform card from Panini. So, yeah, I look at Spencer Rattler, better long-term hold, definitely want to have exposure to both. But I think buying both right now makes a lot of sense, because even Shuck for a quarterback, still pretty cheap autos, man. Pretty cheap cards. You can see they're moving. And so I expect these to go up. Like, I expect the hype and the anticipation for whoever the Saints starting quarterback to go up heading into August.
One guy I think that will be ridiculously interesting is Will Howard. All right, so he plays at the biggest fan base school, wins an Natty there, and then he immediately gets drafted in a weak quarterback room, albeit a fifth-round pick, with arguably the biggest team in the NFL, the Steelers. Outside of the Cowboys, I would consider them the biggest team. Well, the Chiefs, but that's more to do with them winning. But Pittsburgh is the place. That's where a QB's dream, if you will. Will Howard is just so interesting to me. I've kind of wanted to go grab some of his stuff.
Yeah, once again, it's all college uniform, but you got flip potential. And you see the buy now is going up. 2023 Bowman, you best of 23 autograph, teal geometry out of 15, auto 10, SGC 9 for 153 buy it now today. So, yeah, I mean, you're seeing the buy nows go up. His draft night instant auto out of 99 for 200. The problem with that is you don't know when you're going to get it. And I really want to flip this card early in the season, especially if you're going to start for the Steelers. I'd like to flip it even before, like as we're getting here, you know, we're already getting minicamp buzz. I mean, Steelers are a highly televised preseason, you know, training camp team. They got a whole show on them. And so it's like, that's a great opportunity to flip as he makes plays with DK Metcalf in training camp. I want to flip that card because I don't really want to hold that long term. And that's you don't know when you're going to get that. So it's like, I'd rather buy some Will Howard that I get my hands on, like this gold sage. That's a pretty cool card. It's probably one of the earlier autos from him, $53. That's pretty solid. Pretty solid, man. Steelers. Yeah, you're right, man. Huge market.
So Dr. Hudat says, when's Carter going to break out his 2020 Prism stash? You want to rip some right now? I will happily. I've gotten the urge. I think I have 3 megas, 4 blasters, 2 hangers, and like 10 packs. We should just rip.
Don't tease us, because you know you ain't ripping none of that.
we'll do something. With that, I've been heavily considering just freaking do it. It is such a good stress relief. And then when you hit absolute bricks and all that paper packs are just piled up in front of you, you're like, damn, I wasted all this money. I really did that. And don't come at me with the, well, you should just go take it to an X-ray tech. And I was like, I know X-ray techs. I could go do it right now, but what's the fun in that? What is the fun in that? That is not ethical. I know I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but that takes away the joy of this whole thing. Okay. But there you go. All right, Andy, I'll let you pick the next topic here.
Will Howard, we're talking about, you know, rookies, and I'm looking at the vote in the chat. 25 votes, 68% said they're buying rookies in 2025 compared to 32% veterans.
Ooh.
So it makes a lot of sense because you have more potential for spike events on rookies. You got, I mean, just the potential on the ceiling is so huge because every year, like I covered Monday, Carter, Taj Brooks, drafted in the 5th round, making noise in rookie minicamp with the Bengals, has seen a spike in his limited availability of rookie autos. Kyle Williams is coming out. This kid's got amazing footwork, could emerge as top receiver next to Stephon Diggs for the Patriots. Spike in his rookie autos. RJ Harvey going through the roof with the Broncos. Speed. So it's like, dude, as these rookies get the first initial buzz and highlights and they go viral on social media, they have so many potential events. and you can invest right now into fifth round guys and make money on them, you know, which, you know, in their second, third year, it's a lot harder.
Chase Brown is like a lot cheaper than I thought.
Has he gone down recently? Because he had a premium on his head at the end of this past season. So if he's dipped, that's a buy, brother.
Interesting. Let me see. I decided to look up the price of Prism Mega Boxes. They've actually gone down. They used to be going for around $300 a pop. Now they're down to roughly $200 per Prism Mega Box. I don't mind. That's not why I'm holding them.
I actually got some data here on Chase Brown. Only a population of 9 on his Red Shimmer PSA 10. 53% grade rate raw to PSA 10. But he's had 5 sales on that card in the past 6 months. And most recently, it's 350, 400 March 1st. February 17th, though, 220. So you can see that card's gone up in value. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you find a good deal on a Chase Brown, like, it's gone down from what it was at when the season ended, that's a buy. That's a buy, man.
But Matthew, thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it. It all goes to Andy. By the way, all your super chats go straight to Andy. So this, I think this was a $9.99 to push me towards opening one of these boxes now.
Well, I'm going to send this $9.99 to you.
No, I don't want it. I want you to have it. I'll be honest. I'm not ripping today. I need to. I'll tell you this. This is a football channel, right? But I don't like to get too personal on here because I want to help the viewers with my football card knowledge or whatever. I do have a massive NBA future on the Timberwolves winning it all. So if they do win it all, I will rip one of these mega boxes live on here. So to grant your wish, Matthew, cheer for Anthony Edwards and the Wolves.
What happened, man? Do your New Orleans Pelicans get upset?
No, they're the absolute worst. they were terrible, and we still didn't do well in the draft lottery. NBA had a tough week. NBA had a tough day. So the Mavericks won the lottery, and obviously there's a lot of conspiracies regarding that. I know you don't follow NBA, so it doesn't make sense. But on top of that, Jason Tatum tore his Achilles. Okay, and Jason Tatum is like, I don't know. I think the equivalent would be like the Joe Burrow. Like, he's not the best player, but he is one of the best players. Most would consider him a consensus top 5, top 10 player. So he tore his Achilles, and he's probably going to be out for most of next year. So, sucky week in the association, but the league, it's still a really good product. But Andy, what the discussion is today is, should NFL teams move to the NBA lottery draft system? Meaning, just because you have the worst record, you're not guaranteed to get the number one overall pick. Would you prefer that?
Ooh. What, do you know more details around how the lottery system works?
Yeah. So based on how you finish, a percentile chance of you, like, they actually do lottery balls. Okay, so you have a percentile chance of your lottery ball giving you the number one overall pick. So if you have the worst record, say the Hornets this past year, you have like a 15% chance of getting the first overall pick. And it's divvied up between all the teams that didn't make the playoffs. And basically, there are many out there that say the NFL should do it. Like, you shouldn't reward the team with the worst record. But I don't think NFL teams tank the way NBA teams do, right? Like, I just don't see the need for it in the NFL. I just don't.
Yeah, there's often been rumors about teams trying to tank, but normally you see it the other way around. Like, the coach, somebody goes out and wins the game, Yeah. Like the Texans, you know, the Texans did. And it's like, well, now you're not going to get the number one pick. But I do feel because there's so much competition in the NFL and there's so many people involved on each team at all levels that's going to be, yeah, I just don't see them really tanking at all intentionally.
Yeah. So let's take the Patriots to Hector's point. The Patriots, did they try to lose in week 18 versus the Bills backups? There was some weird stuff that happened in that game. Okay. I did a film study on that game, but the Patriots did end up winning that game and it cost them Travis Hunter essentially. Now they did get Will Campbell, who's a great pick for them, but even if they didn't want Travis Hunter, they could have traded back with the Jaguars and gotten that hole, that haul that the Browns got. So I don't know. I don't think the NFL should switch up their system.
No, and Hector makes another good point. I mean, with so many different valuable positions in the NFL, the picks do bust more.
Yeah, true. Yeah. That's absolutely positively true. Yeah, there's Nikola Jokic and Giannis who are later picks, but the number one picks in the NBA are normally the best players. And normally the best players are in the top five or at the very least top 10. But normally it's the top five picks that are the best players. And I do believe that'll be the case again this year with Cooper Flagg. So we shall see. All right, Andy, that's it for me. I've touched on everything that I've wanted to get to other than your play of the week.
Well, I'm gonna stick with the Tyson Badgett backup. Or Spencer Rattler, who has a higher chance at starting, and go look at those 2024 Prism Deccas because I think there's some really great opportunities there on an undervalued card out of that set. And you got some quarterbacks with starting potential right now. We're so early in the offseason. A lot of the dust is still settling from the draft. And now the Derek Carr retirement news. I think there's opportunities here to be taken advantage of before, you know, when the National comes at the end of July, a lot of people have a really good handle on personnel deployment and starting roles. And there's really little left to solve. But right now, there's still a lot to solve. And so if you can get ahead of that and start making plays in anticipation, then you have even more room to make profit when it gets to August and beginning of September.
All right. My play of the week, I said go do some scouting yourself on the quarterbacks for the class of 2026. Andy, I like Cade Klubnik. That's a name from Clemson. There are just so many quarterbacks in this class. Whereas last year, there was a little bit of a lack of quarterbacks in that class. This next quarterback class is bloated, not only necessarily at the top, even though there's not a consensus top. There are so many quarterbacks where you can see the vision of them being a first-round pick. So I would do your own research. Obviously, I'm not going to tell you to go do Garrett Nussmeier because that's my guy. But if you want to buy Garrett Nussmeier, you go for it. I'm going to give you a few names here. Cade Klubnik, Sam Leavitt of Arizona State, and one guy that I watched a good bit of at Washington State, now he's at Oklahoma, is John Mateer. Now, as far as their cards are concerned, there's going to be a varying degree of their supply, but that also makes the fun of it as well because there's two different levels to it. Number one, find a quarterback prospect that you kind of sort of believe in. You don't have to think that they're the second coming of Drew Brees or whatever. But the second thing, take a look at their supply. If they're low on supply, it might be worth taking a chance. So Matthew says Julian Sayin is one. He's going to be the Ohio State starting quarterback next year, the former Alabama commit. So, yeah, I'd pick a guy. You don't have – I'm not telling you that you have to do this, but it is one of the more profitable prospecting things you can do in football cards because quarterbacks run the roost. And Andy, I just don't think people have fully caught up on how much money you can make doing this.
College guys, next year, now is the time to buy them for next year's draft. Really is. Because if we go back, like you said earlier in the show, Cam Ward, this was the time to buy Cam Ward. And Penix. Look what Derek did on Penix.
I know we've mentioned Derek a few times. He's one of my really good buddies. He's done really well doing this. He's done really well. And I know it's not as fun for some of our viewers, Andy, because they're not college guys. Okay. So if you're just an NFL guy and you would be miserable doing this, that's fine. But I'm a college guy, so I like doing it. I do. I struck out. You know, one guy that I went after, Andy, was Riley Leonard. Well, he still made the league. Okay. So I didn't completely strike out, but I thought there was the opportunity of him going high. He had a fine season at Notre Dame. The only problem is, Andy, is that he can't throw the football, and that's kind of important at the QB position.
Yeah, very important.
James says, Tanner McKee, is that a play? The Saints go get Tanner McKee.
I don't think the Saints go and get somebody after spending a second round pick on Shuck. I think maybe they bring in a veteran backup and they let these guys duke it out, you know.
They did go get Hunter Deckers.
I don't even know who that is.
No, they went and got another insurance QB, but it's not anyone crazy. I'd be interested from a Saints perspective, Tanner McKee coming in and knowing the offense, but I don't know. I don't know. But there you go. Before we get out of here, once again, a very happy birthday to Clickbaits.
Yeah, go Clickbaits, man.
Happy birthday to ya.
Dang, look at you, bro.
Yeah, that's the correct way to sing happy birthday.
You got a good singing voice.
Yeah, there is a proper way to sing happy birthday, and that's it. That's the only one I'll acknowledge. Not that other hokey dokey happy birthday to
Don't ruin your birthday, Clickbait, by talking about Jack Hayner. Come on, man.
and you ruined it even more by calling him Jack Hayner.
Or was it Jake? Is Jake Hayner?
Jack Hayner sounds like the guy who auditioned for 24 but didn't get the role. Jack Hayner. But yeah. Ryan, thank you for tuning in today. Ryan says this was his first live, so welcome to
Ryan.
Welcome to the Army, brother. And we'll see you next week, y'all. Peace out. Boom.
Peace.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 40 or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.